Life is love. Love is life. Life fulfills God through love. Love fulfills God in life. Life has an inner door. Aspiration opens it. Desire closes it. Aspiration opens the door from within. Desire closes it from without. Life has an inner lamp. This lamp is called aspiration. And when we keep our aspiration burning, it will, without fail, transmit to God's entire creation its effulgent glow. Life has an inner voice. This voice is the light of the Supreme. Life is protection. Life is perfection. Life is fulfillment when we open to this light of the Supreme. Each day is the renewal of life. Each day is the rebirth of our inner assurance that each individual is the chosen instrument of the Supreme to reveal and fulfill the infinite divine here on earth. The outgoing life finds nothing but trouble, torture, misery, and frustration. The inflowing life discovers the sea of peace and bliss. How to start life's inner journey? With the simple idea, the spontaneous thought that God realization is your birthright. Where to start? Here, from within. When to start? Now, before the birth of a second. To illumine our life, we need pure thoughts. Each pure thought is more precious than all the diamonds of the world. For God's breath abides only in man's pure thoughts. Life is always at work. It is ever active, dynamic. It tries to help the soul to complete its yet unaccomplished task, the divine mission. The soul needs life's help to unfold itself fully. Life needs the soul's help to fulfill itself both physically and spiritually. Brooding and despondency are the worst foes to kill life in all its divine inspiration. No more brooding, no more despondency. Your life shall be the beauty of a rose, the song of the dawn, the dance of the twilight. God is in life, but life must awaken to the light of His presence, His transcendent feet. I came to your lotus feet, my Lord, with a hopeless hope.